Here's an exercise routine that you can do in order to learn these speaking styles. And if you haven't gone through the whole workshop, I recommend that you do that first. However, this will take you through the core elements. The first thing you want to do is to do kind of the basic warm-up. I'm not going to go through every step, but that, goes through finding your body, your voice, playing with your vowels, enunciation work, and specifically playing with tempo. If you want to do more dynamics, you can also do that too. And you can refer to the practice routines from last month in order to integrate that more. So the next thing we want to do is to start going through each effort. And we can begin with tempo. And the important thing to remember is that we are aligning our speaking with our body, meaning how fast our lips move with how fast our gestures and overall body movement is. Usually they are out of sync and we want to bring them into sync. So you might start really slowly with moving as slowly as you can with a gesture. And the lips, so that's the speed of a one. You can slowly move up and play around, like speed of a three. Slowly moving the hands, and so that's a three. A five, maybe a little more conversational and talking, and feel how fast your gestures move. If we talked as fast as we could and we moved as fast, that would be a 10. If we did something more like a seven, then this would be more of a seven. So you notice how fast my lips are moving, and if you're looking around, your hands, or how fast you're walking. So you might try these walking. You can do them simply with a gesture or a movement as well. And that's specifically useful as well for when doing really fast tempos, which can get exhausting if we're too fast. So you might try those just for a sentence or two rather than for a really sustained amount. Again, this work can be very tiring. So then play around with changing your tempos. It can be slow, fast, try to do like an eight. What would a nine be like? What would a two, a four? So just kind of mess around and stretch your own zone that way. Second, we move on to space or directness. And you can access being direct by focusing in one place using a clear and direct tone. So play with that for a moment. So you can look, notice your speaking is enunciated and clear. There are no fillers. To sit in solemn silence on a dull, dark dock. It's very intentional. And your body is aligned. So your nose is pointing directly where you are looking, as opposed to kind of looking off like this. And movement is very clear and direct without being robotic. Very indirect. Your pitch starts to change, and you might look around. Lots of things are pulling at your attention. So you notice there's kind of like some hesitation or thinking or, oh, what about that? Or distractibility. So look around. So play with that one. Third, we play with weight. And the quality of weight is light or strong. And that is the effort it takes to move through space. So strong, isometrically contract your hands, your arms, and your whole body. And like you're pushing through cement that is hardening. Feel the intensity and your enunciation. Try to relax your neck so you don't hurt your voice, but feel the tension. And you can do this walking through the room. On the other side, light, as if you are filled with helium and there's a buoyancy in your arms, in your legs. It's kind of an uplifted feeling. And although you are still enunciating and opening your mouth wide, there is an ease and a lightness in the effort. So playing around with that as well. Then we start to put them together into the eight action drives. Here are the eight that you can do on your own and go through. We begin with gliding, slow. So find slow in the body. Find light and very direct. Work with small movements rather than consistent movement. Feel gliding, that sense as if you are slowly gliding across the room. Then we speed up and becomes dabbing. Dabbing is fast, light, and direct. So you can look in one place and you can be very direct. You can look at another. And you notice has a very particular feel. So allow yourself to find fast, to find light, and direct. Then that becomes punching, strong, fast, direct. You are very strong and intense and feel the punch. Feel the intensity, move, feel that powerful strength like Tony Robbins, and that you get to move with directness and strength. After punching, we then adjust it slightly and let's go to slashing. So slashing gets indirect and fast and strong, and you like are slashing and moving, and it just kind of interrupts itself, and it's kind of very frustrated. You are the slash that happens. From slashing, we then change to floating. So floating becomes slow, light, indirect. You can float around and there's a lightness in the body. You're slow and kind of like a dandelion that's floating around. You're not making a voice sound pretty, just kind of floating around. And from floating, let's change again to ringing. Slow, strong, indirect. And it's kind of like perhaps like grief or being drunk, or just like feel that overall movement of ringing or being wrung out. And from that, change to direct. So we are slow, strong, direct, and we become pressing, pushing through space with strength and power and intensity. But you are pressing, perhaps motivational. And then let's change to dabbing. So we change to be fast and to be light. And it's like a paintbrush on a page to be able to make a comment. It's one specific movement or something that you say. So feel that energy of dabbing, fast, light, and direct. And finally, we move on to flicking. So we change to indirect and we can look around. It's a little bit like Tinkerbell, like, oh, here I am. And I can float over there and I can say something else. And I recommend that when you end a practice like this, end with either gliding, slow, direct, light, and to move with that and really make sure you're not just speaking, but fully moving your body, or end with passive weight, where we relax our body, get very heavy, kind of a shavasana, relaxing into the ground. So I believe I hit all eight, and I recommend that you do them in any order. I didn't do it perfectly this time, but make sure you can just change one quality and experiment. And as you do it, really check in with yourself and say, am I fully being really strong in here? Have I kind of attenuated and I'm going a little slow instead of really fast? Or am I fully at a faster tempo? Really watch out for kind of staying in the five or middle ground so you're making strong choices. And as you do that, notice what it feels like. Notice what it does in your system, what's easy, what's hard. And I also recommend that you do these with people, like practice them. Now, not in really important high-stakes situations where you don't know what you're doing, but you know, make some experiments. Like say, okay, what if I try punching here and see what happens? Can I do it in a positive way? And really give yourself assignments too. So you're doing these like one a day, one or two a day, or put them in your schedule so you have specific ones to practice as well and to integrate more. So have fun with that. And again, Practice it lightly, not in light, strong way, but without so much intensity. Just really have fun with this and kind of find more of your own self-expression to this. And next week, we're going to dive in more into how to apply these and a lot more detail about it, as well as discuss and play with the fourth effort of flow.